This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. It's December 2nd, and on this day in 1985, it was a Monday night football game to remember for several reasons. It was week 13 of the season, and the undefeated Chicago Bears were in Miami, taking on an 8-4 Dolphins team. The Bears were rolling, coming off consecutive shutouts and outscoring teams 104-3 in the previous three games. They seemed destined to close out the regular season without a loss, march to the Super Bowl title, and equal the 1972 Dolphins in the record books as the only other undefeated team in NFL history. But the Dolphins had quarterback Dan Marino and a set of talented wide receivers preparing to put on a showcase and expose defensive coordinator Buddy Ryan's vaunted 46 defense. It didn't take the Dolphins long to start lighting up the scoreboard, scoring on their opening drive on a 33-yard TD pass from Marino to Nat Moore. A couple of rushing touchdowns, a blocked punt setting up another Marino to Moore scoring strike in the closing minutes of the first half, and the Dolphins led 31-10 at the break. Now, Bears head coach Mike Ditka and Ryan had been butting heads for most of the season, and Ditka was not happy watching Dolphin wideouts Moore, Mark Duper, and Mark Clayton scorch Ryan's defense. And he started screaming at Ryan to change up the game plan. Ryan told Ditka that he didn't need or want his advice and told him where he could put it. The two were screaming in each other's faces, and whether any punches were ever thrown is still up for debate, with more than a few saying Ditka offered to take their dispute outside the locker room. Now, back out in the hot and humid Orange Bowl for the second half, the Bears narrowed the margin to 31-17 early in the second, but good fortune, or maybe it was the luck of the 72 Dolphins in attendance that night, that rubbed off on Marino on the next possession. Facing a third and long, Marino tried to dump a pass over the middle, but the ball ricocheted off of Bears' helmet, floated downfield to a wide-open Mark Clayton running a dummy route, who looked up and said, "Merry Christmas to me." He reeled it in and walked into the end zone for a back-breaking touchdown. The Bears never threatened from there, and the Dolphins won 38-24, snapping Chicago's winning streak and their hopes for an undefeated season. However, the loss did not derail the Bears' plans for the rest of the season. They won the remaining regular season games, marched through the playoffs, and Super Bowl shuffled their way to a 46-10 win over New England in Super Bowl 20. But on this night in 1985, the Dolphins reigned supreme. Interestingly enough, also on this day in history, exactly 1 year before in 1984, Marino threw his 37th touchdown pass of the year in a win against Oakland to set a new NFL record for TD passes in a season. He finished that year with 48, a record that stood for 20 years until Peyton Manning topped it with 49 in 2004. That's all for today. More tomorrow on This Day in Sports History.
Hey there, sports history fans.
We've got some exciting news to share with you. Six of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast.
No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History
is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast.
When Football Was Football
is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast.
Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring
for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all six of them. Again, every vote counts, and we gotta show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You gotta go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.